This is Indiana Public Radio News. Good morning, I'm Stan Sollers at 44 past the hour. Ball State concludes the fifth week of its 10-week summer semester today. The university has changed its mask mandate as COVID-19 infection rates have dropped statewide, thanks to vaccinations and thanks to health protocols headlined by masking. Ball State's summer enrollment is down slightly compared to the summer of 2020 and so far down a bit for this fall as the effects of the pandemic continue to impede enrollments at numerous schools across the country. And Ball State's President Jeff Burns was elected recently to chair the Mid-American Conference Council of Presidents. That's what's on tap this week in the Ball State Pandemic Update. President Burns, welcome back after a couple of weeks away from the update.
Good morning, Stan. Good to be with you.
Let's start out talking about the revised mask standards at Ball State. We had a mask mandate where if you were inside a university building, you had to wear a mask. That is no longer the case. I and others on campus have been vaccinated, going in and out of buildings without a mask. So with that said, right now here in the summer, in mid-June, looking ahead to the fall, how will that look then?
Well, so I anticipate, Stan, that this fall of 2021 will look a lot like the fall of 2019. And that's because I'm encouraged by the steady increase in vaccinations in our county and all across the state. And so if we continue on this trend with vaccinations, more vaccinations, and then fewer and fewer infections and hospitalization, then I'm sure we can reach the destination that we all want, which is a vibrant campus experience in the classroom, in the laboratories, in co-curricular activities. And we'll be able to do that with very few constraints and fewer health and safety protocols that we had to put in place last academic year.
What about profs and their students? Can profs require students in their classes to wear masks?
Well, we haven't resolved that issue. We're aware that some faculty members will be asking that, or people who host other events may ask that question. So we think, of course, it's important to have consistent practices. You know, we don't want our students to be subject to the changes in rules or inconsistent practices. So we're looking at that issue. And so if we allow any deviation from our standard protocols, I anticipate that those exceptions will be very limited. And they must comport with whatever standards we set. And then we'll create an approval process that ensures a consistent application of those standards. As I say, we can't have individuals deviating substantially from our standard protocols. That just wouldn't be fair to our students.
Now, we've been talking about taking masks off. Under what circumstances from here through the fall, perhaps, do faculty, staff, students, or visitors have to mask up?
Well, as you said, if somebody is fully vaccinated, they don't need to wear a mask on campus, either inside buildings or outside. But if you're not vaccinated, a faculty, staff, student, or visitor, you must wear a mask outside if you can't maintain the appropriate physical distance. And inside, you must wear a mask at all times with very limited exceptions. You must wear a mask with very few exceptions. And so really, the best answer to your question, what I would encourage everyone is to get vaccinated. I just heard on your NPR broadcast just a couple days ago that something like 94 or 95% of the physicians in the United States have already been vaccinated. And so what does that tell you about the safety and effectiveness of the vaccine if the medical experts, the medical professionals are choosing to get vaccinated themselves?
Well, let's shift now to the MAC Council of Presidents, the Mid-American Conference Council of Presidents, and you have just been elected chair of that organization. First of all, what's your reaction to that? And secondly, what does the Council of Presidents do?
Well, so the Council of Presidents, there are 12 institutions that are in the Mid-American Conference. The Council of Presidents includes the president from each of those institutions, and that group, that board, constitutes the governing board of the Mid-American Conference. And I am pleased and grateful that my colleagues have asked me to serve as a chair. Really, I serve primarily as a role of convening the group. We know that there are a lot of changes happening and dynamic pressures affecting intercollegiate athletics. The MAC, fortunately, is a stable and collaborative group. And so I see my responsibility as ensuring that notwithstanding these changes and those pressures, that we will respond to those pressures in partnership with one another, in collaboration and coordination to maintain the unity of that group.
So the Council of Presidents is largely governing athletics. Any other areas then?
That's correct. We govern the Mid-American Conference in terms of intercollegiate athletics.
Now, let's take a look at Ball State and its enrollments for the summer and fall. How are those looking?
So over the summer, we're probably about halfway through the summer terms. We've seen a modest decline in enrollment. That's really not surprising. The vast majority of our courses are still online, and I suspect that some of the students, those who might have preferred in-person instruction but have spent a lot of time on Zoom this past academic year, some of them are taking a little break from their education. The fall semester is presently tracking consistent with our budget assumptions. We have work to do between now and the start of classes in August, but I'm confident that our enrollment all across the board will meet the budget expectations and the budget assumptions that are incorporated into the budget that we will present to our board this morning.
So it's down a bit right now, but you're anticipating an increase, a leveling off, or what?
We're budgeting actually conservatively. So we're budgeting a slight decline, and we've adjusted our expenses and other aspects of our budget to anticipate a modest decline. We're still feeling, in terms of enrollment, we're still feeling some headwinds from the pandemic.
So with an overall university enrollment of, let's say, just to round it off, 22,000, would that be fair?
Yes, that's what it was previously. I anticipate the headcount, including the online, will be maybe in the 20,000 to 21,000 range.
All right. Well, President Jeff Mearns, thanks a lot for being with us this week, and we'll see you again next week.
So good to be with you, Stan. Thank you.
All right. Take care. For IPR News, I'm Stan Sollers.